This is your Be Moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I am encouraging you to embrace the greater calling that is on your life. Sometimes we hear God's call to move towards greater, but we tune it out because we are too caught up in our titles and credentials. This was my issue for years. Other times we struggle to get past our doubts and fears. And when I turn to the scriptures, I see that the same is true for Gideon, who was chosen by God to defeat the Midianites. Although Gideon would be victorious in the end, his truest battle was within. He was considered the least among his family members, and his family members were the least among all of the other tribes. It is likely that this mindset of being less than others and having that mindset reaffirmed day in and day out caused Gideon to doubt himself. What I have learned is that when we doubt ourselves, we're also doubting the presence of God in our lives. God is not expecting us to handle His assignments perfectly. Instead, He rather we step into that assignment, trusting that He is working alongside us. In Gideon's case, God allowed his men to dwindle down considerably, leaving him with about 300 men to fight against 135,000 Midianites. Imagine that! 300 against 135,000, odds of 450-1, yet Gideon was still victorious. Tune into the Blues of Blessings YouTube channel as I share how I initially tuned out God's call because I was too caught up in my own identity. But before you do, take a moment to reflect on how you could be tuning out God's call and remember these words, "For many are called, but few are chosen," Matthew 22:14. So today, answer His call.